Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. There is no God like our God, and He's the only true God that we have. I know that we've gone through a lot of ifs and that's and others, but our God is an awesome God. And so tonight I want to invite you to be my guest and be the guest of the Holy Ghost. And I want to teach you a little word tonight. But before I get off into it, I want to thank God for one more thing. And we have a revival that we're in the process of having here in Houston, Texas. That it's going to be on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. It's going to be located at 4517 Laurie Copper at Hirsch Road in Houston, Texas. And the number to reach to be a part of it is 832-242-8620. We're just believing God for the people to come. We put the word out, we send out the invitation, and we're looking for God to do what He says He's going to do. And you know, tonight is a great night that we all can just say we thank God. Even though in Texas we know that there's a possibility of a flood, but I'm just discounting and praying it away. I pray that it would just cease to 4-3 miles an hour so that there will be no rushing in. God does not operate that way. He doesn't have to bring water from the outside. God can let the clouds get over and just rain. So I just want to see, He has the power in His hand. And so tonight, I want to just say thank you for listening in. And the Lord bless you and keep you. Let us pray together. Those of you who are listening, those of you who are behind the scenes, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come before you this night with thanksgiving in my heart for the many blessings that you have brought to us. And Father, I just want to thank you for what you have done for us, how you have made us the possibility to do what you call us to do in this day in life. And then, Father, here I am, just another man believing in your word. I'm believing for the anointing to all people who can come before you, Jesus Christ. And then, Father, we take our step by step in the faith walk, and we say thank you. We say thank you for everything that you have done for us. Tonight's the night that we just say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And see, one thing, God, we thank you for today is how you have kept your eyes on America. You have kept your eyes on all 50 states. And we know that the hour has come that we must trust and believe in you more now than ever. Father, as I call upon you this night, it's not of a cause of the flesh, but it's out of my heart desire to do your will and not mine. I'm praying for the Holy Ghost that will continue to lead me and guide me. I'm praying for the revival to come alive. And I know your word and what you said, you can happen. So we just want to say hallelujah. But we know what your words say. You gave power to Jesus Christ to give unto us. And for this we said thank you. And then, Father, because every church that will stand open, every pastor, every fivefold ministry, I ask you to bless them and keep them, those who are walking by faith and not by sight. And then, Father, let us come to understand, not be so itch about what we want to do. Let's do your will. For you don't have some children that are fighting against each other. We're fighting for the kingdom of God. And, Father, we just know and believe. And I want to thank you this night. And I'll just put your word out in Jesus' name of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Well, praise God. So tonight I want to talk to you very briefly. Faith for others. Faith for others. To put it in a context, some people have F-A-T-E, but we have to change it to F-A-I-T-A. Faith. To believe God that God is, and that He is a rewarder to those who diligently seek Him. And so I have a brain to notice when we have, sometimes we have an occasion to bring people to Jesus Christ, and when we bring them to Christ, it's because of love and a concern we have. We see some in our family, We see some in our neighborhood. We see some in our job. And we are concerned about their salvation. Those of us who have been born again, we're concerned about those who are not. And we just seek them. We don't put them down. We want to pick them up. Now, I got some points here. I got 3 points. Number one, how 4 men brought and a palsied man. Number two, a centurion came begging for his servant to be healed. And number three, a mother came on the behalf of her daughter. She was vexed with the spirit. Now, I want to tell you something. When you take notice of these, I want to these points. When these men in the day that Jesus Christ lived, is an illustration to us, they were not easily discouraged. You know, some people can get discouraged. How many of y'all know you got somebody in your family that's been sick and needs a healing? They need a healing right now. And all you got to do is be right there and be there for them, be there with them, and watch God do what he say going to do. So I'd like to encourage this to you tonight as I teach this. And number one, the second, they had to go down. Now listen at this. Some people wouldn't even go through the fullness of what these 4 men did. They must have had a love for this man. He must have been close, attached to them. He must have been a family member. It must have been a cousin, an uncle, or somebody. But for them to tear a roof down to get him down to Jesus Christ, that's called faith for others. And then they let him down from the roof. See, back in that day, they didn't have houses like we have now. And over in the Middle East, they had houses. They had the house of roof. They were made out of a shuttle. And what they did, they would pull it back. Because over there, it was a lot of rain. It was a lot of heat. But I will say this to you. When you take note, they saw Jesus. Hallelujah. See, when Jesus sees the faith in these men, he forgave the men sin. Now, you got to take notice. You got the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Well, they standing out. Well, you know, here you go again. He want to forgive us sin. But God's son can do that because God gave him the right. And I would have you to know, God's plan is for us to have a right through Jesus Christ. And secondly, I will say this here. A centurion. He was a military person. He was a person who walked the walk and talked the talk. When he gave a command, it was done. It's like it's in the military that I was in. When they gave a command, it must be carried out. Either that or you lose your life. Because that I always tell you, see, when you're on God's side, you're on the good side. You're on the blessed side. You're on the side that knows what can happen. And when God calls us to him, God has a way of bringing his word to our hearts and our minds, and he brings us to a point. And so, when the centurion, he knew authority. See, if you know your authority in the body of Christ, you know your position in the body of Christ, you're not going to get upset with somebody else. I always say to people that I love, if you stay in your lane, there will be no confusion. But if you get out of your lane and try to come in my lane, you're messing up. You're causing confusion. I'm not going to try to stay in your lane because the lane you call, whoever you are in your lane, of the fivefold ministry, stay in your lane. When God say go over, and a lot of times God ain't told somebody something to do. You see, what I've come to understand, a lot of people, they won't be like the centurion. The centurion know his rank. I say he was probably a lieutenant colonel, but he had generals over him. He had to report to him. And see, we have a general of us. His name is Jesus Christ. And the more we talk to him by the Holy Ghost, the more he's going to direct to us what we must do. And one thing I will tell you what we must do is take notice of this and love God with all your heart and understand, because when you hear what God is saying, you need to be and understand God has made it possible for all of us to come before him. See, God's plan is to give unto us a son. His son was born. His son was born many years ago, 2015 years ago. He came on this earth realm. And so what he's doing for us today as I say to you, beloved, on the radio station, he's saying to us, he's saying through Jesus Christ, he's saying through Jesus Christ, come unto me, all you that labor, and take my burdens upon me, for my burdens are easy, and my yoke is easy. See, don't be entangled with this world we now live in, because the world doesn't love us. Don't fool yourself. The world doesn't love us. But here, you see here, and the centurion, he said, look here, now listen to it. He admitted his lack of faith. He understood, but faith in the authority of Christ, his faith, he had to understand. He said, I know this man can if he will. And so what I say to you now with love and kindness, the more we get down into the Word of God, the more we get down into the Word of God, the more we get up in the Word of God, the more we transcend across the Word of God, God's grace is there for us. The peace of God is there with us. We're called by God. He is our God. And the Holy Spirit is there to direct us and to lead us. And I want you to understand something. I know this. When I say I know, it's because of faith I know and what the Word has to say. You see, but the faith and his authority of Christ, he kind of lacked it. I kind of believe. But he didn't have the authority to believe. See, as a believer, we have to have the authority to believe that God can, God will, God shall. But it's up to you, the believer, and to all of you behind the scene, on the scene, through the scene, I will say to you tonight, be like the centurion. See, he seemed to know that Jesus cared for the sick servant, because Jesus came to heal the sick. If you take the Old Testament, and what he says is, I'll come. He said to do something in the Isaiah 54 and 10. He speaks to us. Therefore a son is born, or is given to us, and it shall be in his hands. What we have to understand is, for he took on the nature of the seed of Abraham. He didn't take on the seed of an angel, but God's son. And here's what he did. I love it. The centurion came begging. God don't want us begging, but he didn't know no better. I'm not going to put him there, because I used to beg. Oh, Lord, can you just help me, Lord? I need your help, Lord. I just need your help, Lord. I don't know how I'm going to do this. When all I have to do is take faith of corn and walk into it. Well, that comes from many years of praying, many years of fasting, many years of just leaving some things alone. And let me tell you something. At past 44 years old, I can say this here. Sometimes you have to give up some steaks. Sometimes you have to give up some bread. Sometimes you have to give up some food. Sometimes you have to lay before the Lord. You have to let the Lord bring into you the fullness. And he wants you to understand that the more he lives in you, hallelujah, the better off you can do what God wants you to do. Because when Jesus lives in you, he's going to be like this. When the centurion began to know it, he come to that point. He had to come to understand it. Well, if Jesus is there, will he help me? Must I get to begging? Will I beg him? And Jesus knew his heart. He knew his heart of all men. He knows our heart right now, while we're on the air. And one thing I want to tell you is this. What God is doing on the air, a lot of people don't see it right now, but what we have is a great grace of God. Because we can speak to the entire world in a moment of second. And it's what the Bible says. He said, behold, every eye shall see him when I shall come. And that's going to be an announcement. You sure come. Hallelujah. And so can you see that centurion back in that day, in the hour that he was? Hallelujah. And so one thing I was saying to them, see, I know Jesus cared for the sick, because I was sick. I know that Jesus cared for the sin man, because I was a sin man. I know Jesus loved the hypocrite, because I was a hypocrite. I was all of those. But now I'm not that man. That man don't live here no more. And I want to hear men say the same thing. See, stop seeing yourself as being a this and a that. See yourself as being the one who can trust and can believe God and can believe what God said. And let me see the second point. He's seen, number three, he knew that healing, he knew healing was as though he had believed. See, the Bible says to us, those of us who can believe, all, now take notice, underscore, to all who can believe, all things are possible. Let me let it soak in. All things, not some things, all things. Cancer, it's got to go. I believe it's gone. Heart attacks, I believe it's gone. I believe in the heart is healed. I believe. I believe in the lungs, they're healed. I believe in the blood. I believe it flows. I believe I have the blood of Jesus Christ flowing through me. I believe I have 3 layers of skin healed. I believe I have a brain that's healed. I believe I have a blood vessel, small and large, healed. I believe I have intestines healed. Because I believe. When you can believe, all things are possible. Is it soaking in out there? You listen to me.
Amen.
See, and when we get to, oh glory, hallelujah. Hey, see, when we become believers, we be a Christ-like in nature, in attitudes, in thinking, and in process. Because we want to do what Jesus did. We're not in it for no money. We know all that stuff going to come. We know that's going to come, but it's through laboring before God. He said, all the things I know you have need of. He said, I know what you have need of, but are you going to do what I need? See, you got to go and make a covenant, a holy covenant with God. The centurion did. He went there and he said, can you heal my servant? And God healed him immediately. Not yesterday, not 2 minutes, but the same moment the servant looked upon Jesus and believed. And God, hallelujah, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, he was healed immediately. Immediately.
Yes, amen.
Immediately.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. And so, I would say this here. When you see any episode by what Jesus done, it was always immediate. And you know, I got to reading and studying, and God showed me, well, when God healed folks, he went away that night and he prayed. He left the disciples down because he wanted to be with the Father. Hallelujah. But that don't mean we got to do it. We don't have to go and do it because Jesus has already paid. Hallelujah. Jesus has already paid the price.
Yeah.
All we got to do is walk in his footsteps. Walk humble, walk gracefully, and tell the devil ain't nothing but a liar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, somebody. And so my third point of emphasis is here. My third point of emphasis is here. A mother. Now, you know what? My mother's no longer in this earth realm, but she's going to be with the Lord. So she told me her last word. She was 59 years old. And she brought in 17 children in this world. My God, my God. And she told me that day, she told me 1 week, me and my daughters and my wife was in the house. She said, I want to go home to be with the Lord. I want to go home to be with the Lord. I'm tired. I done born all these children. I see that my. And the next thing I know, 3 days later, she called me on a Friday, Monday. She went to be with the Lord.
Yes, thank you, Father.
And somebody said, no. I said, no, I'm not arguing with that. I'm going on what she said because she brought me up to be who I am. She said, you can believe in God, hallelujah. I learned there was all things are possible.
Possible.
All things. When they told me I couldn't, I said, I can. They said, the storm's coming. I said, what storm? I'm speaking to the storms. Come down. Slow down to 1 mile. Slow down, storm. In the ghost, slow down. Folks, are you crazy? Yes, I know it. I'm crazy for the love of God. You know, God is hearing our cry tonight on this radio station. Don't fool yourself. As I was saying on the third, hallelujah, a mother came on the, now let me tell you, a woman's going to always, a woman, now, if there's a woman online, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. I done got into the flow. And so the mother made no excuses. See, a woman ain't going to make no excuse when she knows Jesus Christ. She knew what's wrong with her daughter. She knew. She knew. And the woman, see, every mother knows their daughter. Every mother knows their son. When the father may not know the children, but the mother knows because she brought them into the world. And while
yes,
she carried them, according to the word of God, she was supposed to train them from her womb, the Bible says.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
That's
Amen.
What the Bible says, not Pastor Hunter, but the Bible says. And every time she's supposed to think about praying to God, tell him how to talk, and I tell my wife all the time, I said, talk to my children. She started talking to them. I said, watch them. And sometimes they will get the rolling in their stomach. And one day I'm going to show you how active they are. I went and got my, hallelujah, I love you, Father, I love you, Father, I love you, Father. I went and got my hands cold in the refrigerator, and I placed it on her stomach. And there was mold noise inside her stomach. She said, get your hands off me. This child is running, going crazy. They don't like no cold. I said, oh, you see, they're sensitive what we say.
Yes, what we
somebody ought to
do.
Say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And see, the
amen.
Psalmist says, he said, for 46 weeks, I was in darkness. In my mother's womb, I was in darkness. In darkness. But here's a mother that loves her child. How many of you women out there who are mothers love your children? Have you brought them to Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Can you
Amen.
Bring them to Jesus Christ? Can you stop worrying about them? Woo!
That's good. That's good. That's good.
See, Jesus replied to her that he was sent to the Jews. See, you got to understand, Jesus, ooh, I love you, Father. You got to understand that all that Jesus was there, he wasn't there for the Gentiles, he was there for the Jewish. And they had to come to the point where they were the chosen ones that God had. He said, no, no, no. But the woman had the faith. Now, here was a woman
yes.
who had a touch of it. Whoa, shandidi, hee, ha, ho. She had a touch, and she said, oh, I know. She said, but look, y'all know you can do this. Because we eat from the crumbs that when they fall off the table of the Jew. He said, wait a minute. God said, I never heard such before. My. What kind of God? Is this the kind of God we serve today? Yes, it is. He ain't left us. We done left him. We were not doing what we want to do. We just forgot. We didn't do. Boy, I tell you. And here's what I say. I say this to you. In closing, number one, I said, four men brought a pious man. They got him healed. Number two, a centurion who was a soldier. He begged for us to heal the man. He got to beg, but God did it because God saw his heart. And number three, he was a mother. Now, you take notice, all these three applications I'm giving you is what we can do in a day's life. Lady across the street, I saw this today. Been looking to see her. So I walked up and gave her a hug, and she says, thank you. She done had a stroke. And I prayed for her. And I know God is doing what he says he's going to do. Not so much that I want, but I believe God. I believe God. I want it on my record in the earth realm when I get to heaven. He says, I don't see nothing down here but the holiness. I don't see nothing here but the holiness. I don't see nothing but the holiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Humbly, she pleaded for small crumbs for the greatest blessing. She asked for a few crumbs, and look what God gave her. Is she still living? No. God has a standard he sets for the earth realm. A man has 120 years, according to Galatians, Genesis 6 to 24. 120 years. Now, I'm going to be pressing throughout my mouth. Women also, I'm going to try to get to be 120 so I can say I have met my goal. I'm now ready to go be with the Lord. But somebody going to tell me to my old man, I want to say old man. Not old man. As I think in my heart, so am I. And you take notice of what he's saying. When you come into the conclusion, a noble person, you receive. I want to just put this on the mind of believers. As a noble person, we need to come to an understanding that heal for the sick is always possible. Because they believe. Can you believe? John 4:44, Jesus honor and our concern for others as he was concerned enough to go to the cross for us. There's nobody can do what Jesus done. I don't care what nobody said. I don't care nobody see it. But I want to tell you, faith for others. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm not going to fight you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to believe God, who has the authority to do all things are possible. And if you can believe that all things are possible, all things are possible. Not something, but all things are possible. All things are possible. He said, if you have the faith, if you have the faith, you can speak to the mountain. Mountain, be thou removed.
Yes,
he's calling us out. See, he's putting a challenge on us. And I'm telling you, folks say, oh, that ain't all about what I said. Oh, yeah. God wants us to take, and you know what he does? They sit in heaven. They say, they sit in heaven. They laugh. I don't know how it is, but that's me saying. God sits in heaven. He lies at the devil. He said, you done made your best shot, and look what they still doing. They out there saying they still love me. They still worship me. They still praise me. And the devil said, well, if I can do one thing. And he said, no, you done shot your best shot. You got to leave that alone. Unless he makes a mistake. See, as long, now, hear what I say, beloved. As long as we trust God and don't try to push anybody aside, put somebody down, or somebody say, I'm this and I'm that, and the first thing I saw, I turned my head the other way. Well, I'm so and so and so. Don't have to announce yourself. Yourself will announce in you. Yourself will announce in you. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. I want to say this tonight. Women, the joy of this life. Women, you were chosen to birth the first female into the earth realm. Trouble stirred by the fallen one, the devil. The devil. God's plan for us was a son to be born, which was born of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And God gave him authority. He gave him a dynamite in a gaia. He gave him authority. He gave him power. Hallelujah. For as much when the children are the partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself took on the same, that through the death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. For verily he took not on the nature of an angel, but he took on the seed of Abraham. My God, my time is gone. I want to thank you all tonight for just listening to me, praying for me, and these words I say as I close out tonight, faith for others. Faith for others. God bless you and God keep you. Amen. So tonight, amen. I believe, amen. So we have
amen.
Reverend, amen. There's a sister coming on. Are you on there, sister?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's your time to take over. Amen. Let's talk about it.
Well, glory to God, everybody, and have all praise be to the mighty name, to Jesus, the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the mighty name Elohim, El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty, the Most High, the Sovereign God, the God that is of the consuming fire. Praise be to his name.
Hallelujah.
Praise to his name and glory to God. I enjoyed that teaching from Brother Hunter that we ought to always pray. We ought to always
Amen.
Pray. And I do want to come on and pray. Our Father, which art in heaven and in us, we come thanking and praising and magnifying you and glorifying you and exalting you, Lord. At every point of our breath, you are to be exalted. We ask you to forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. We ask you, Lord, for thy will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Because we know, Lord, your will is being done in heaven. So we pray, Lord, that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We ask you, Lord, to lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us, deliver us, deliver us from all that is sinful, all that is evil, all that is unholy, ungodly, and undirected by you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for being our God, our Savior, our Most High. We thank you, Lord, for giving us your word, your precious word, through the precious blood of Jesus Christ that has cleansed us and washed us and made us new. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for every ear that's hearing and every voice that will speak out here, that they might hear the glory of God, that it will sink down in their souls and in their hearts, and that they will be able to give you the praise that you are so worthy to receive, Lord. And the angels are praising you 24/7, so we ought to always praise you, Lord. And we ought to always pray, and we ought to always glorify and magnify and exalt you. We ought to forget ourselves and remember you, Lord, because you are worthy in every aspect of our lives. We surrender our will, our way, and our thoughts and our hearts to you, Lord. Move all of us flesh that would pop up and want to take over anything, Lord. We humbly submit to you, to your will, your way, to your love, Lord, to your eternal love. And we thank you for giving us your mighty Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we thank you for blessing and having all those on this line, those that are saved to be enriched, and those that are not saved to come into the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well,
Amen.
We thank you for being there, everyone that's there. I just want to share with you that I'm still in 1 John. I'm still coming from having this confidence, knowing that you have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, and been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, that you might not ever let any spirit of doubt come in your head or your heart to make you know that you are without. You are loved, beloved, deeply beloved, deeply loved. And one of the scriptures I'm going to use tonight, my main scripture is 1 John, but one of the scriptures on love that I'm coming from is Deuteronomy 7:8. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, had the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage. This is what he told the children of Israel, but this also works for us too. And redeemed you out of the house of the bondman, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. The Lord hath appeared to old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love.
Therefore, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. This is, that's Jeremiah 31:3. I'm trying to make my major point is to make you confident in the love of God for you. Confident that God is for you and that nothing and nobody, nothing no human being that is made of mortal flesh can say that will make God not love you. That even in your darkest hour, in your most perilous time, that God loves you. We must be steadfast, unmovable, always knowing this. Because, believe me, there are many spirits, many evils out there that will come and taunt you and tell you that God don't love you, that God has forgot you, and that all the lies that Satan will dream of. So my I cannot say it and express it enough is to realize, in spite of anything, any sight you see of circumstances, any controversial, any hardship, God loves you. And he really loves you once you have tasted and seen that he is good. He's good to your soul. He's good to your heart, he's good to your mind, and he's good to your circumstances, even though some of them seem sort of rough. So I would beg of anyone out there that doesn't feel or know the love of God that would call in and express, and those that have confidence and know that God loves them, we would appreciate y'all's calls too, because there's nothing more that you can have more confidence in. There's nothing on this earth that is more confident than the love of God. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And lo, and lo, and lo, I am with you. I am with you. I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Even to the end of the world. I mean, I love you. God loves you. I love you because I want you to know that God himself loves us. And that is the most exciting thing that can ever happen to you. You can get $1 billion tomorrow. You could have 10 mansions. You could be flying in the best cars and airplanes. But there is none of that. None of that. None of that can compare to being loved by the eternal, most high God who created everything. The Bible says all things were created by him, Colossians chapter 1. For him, through him, and without him, there was nothing created. So when you got the most high creator living inside of this little flesh that's going to go back to the ground, that's going to dissolve, that's going to melt away. And for us that hopefully that are here when he comes through the sky, it's going to just drop off. It's going to drop off. So God loves you. And there is not enough Romans 5 and 8, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, sinners. Christ died for us. And some translations say Christ died for the ungodly, which is still all sinners are ungodly, even though there are some sinners out there who think they're good people, and there are. In their aspect of their opinion of good, they don't lie, they don't steal, they don't curse, they don't do a lot of stuff. But you don't have to do none of that. You don't have to do none of that to be a sinner. You don't have to do none of that to be lost. All you got to do is reject God's greatest gift that he ever gave to man, and that was himself. He came down, put on sinful flesh, and became humble and obedient unto death as a perfect, sinless sacrifice. Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Elohim, El Shaddai, God himself came down because there was nobody else could be perfect and be a perfect sacrifice. We no longer need lambs and burning sacrifice. Jesus Christ is our sacrifice.
He is.
And he is making intercession for us. He's seated at the right hand, making intercession for you. Okay, you just stumbled. You just made a boo-boo. You just made a, you said something you shouldn't have said. You did something that wasn't godly-like. God is there. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you. Oh, Lord God, Abba, Father, please forgive her. Have mercy on her, Lord. Have mercy on her. She don't know what she's doing. They don't know. They don't know. We don't know. Sinners don't know. We don't know. But I promise you, if you will surrender and yield your life to Jesus Christ, you'll find that you've been translated out of darkness into the kingdom. We're kingdom kids. We're joint heirs with the Most High God. I just can't express that enough. That was Romans 5, Ephesians 2, 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. He's rich. He's rich in love. He's rich in mercy. So don't, you know, some people like to beat you over the head and tell you, oh, you sin, you're a sinner, you this, you that. But God is merciful. He ain't like us. He don't hold every little thing against you. He know we ain't nothing but dust. The word says we ain't nothing but dust. From dust we came and from dust we going back, the flesh. But the spirit man, that man that's going to live forever, because you, hey, let me sound the alarm to anyone out there. Anyone out there under the sound of Blog Talk Radio, let me give you a clue. You're going to live forever. Now, whether it be with God or whether it be in an unpleasant place, you're going to live forever. This is a temporary state, this body, this flesh we live in, this life, this earth. But there's a new heaven and a new earth and a new body that's going to take over. But you're going to live forever. When you give up the ghost out of this body, it ain't done. When you're dead, you're done. When you're dead, you're done. No, I promise you. If you didn't receive Jesus and didn't believe the records, didn't believe that God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, that he preached unto the Gentiles and was received up unto glory, if you didn't believe that he was the perfect sacrifice and that he hung and bled on that cross over 2,000 years ago for you, that he was perfect. He came to this earth born of a virgin, lived sinlessly. He had no sin. He was spotless, yet he was a man. And he walked in this flesh, and so the Bible says he had compassion for the things that he feel. All the trials and all the temptations, and he was tried. He was tempted, but he resisted. Now he has given us the Holy Spirit, which lives in us, and we don't, because our fleshly nature has been leading us around by the nose all of our days ever since we come into the world. We will fall back into sliding under, yielding to the flesh. That's why the word teaches us to let the mind of Christ be developed in us. It's a process. It ain't an overnight thing. It's a process. But the more you eat the word, study the word, ask God, pray, He will open up his way. He will open up his will. He will open up his love. And he will pour out a love on your heart and your soul that you won't be able to even stand still. You got to do a jig. You got to do a jig. You got to raise them hands. You got to throw him kisses. You got to take your arms and put them around yourself and just love, because he'll squeeze you. He'll squeeze you. God is love. He is love. He don't want to send nobody to the lake. He don't want to send nobody to eternal damnation. He wants you to come. All he's doing is asking you to receive what he has given, his only begotten son. But I promise you with all my soul, with tears, as good as God is, and as good as some people who think they have never lied, stole, killed, committed adultery, fornication, and all the Ten Commandments plus, who think they've been good people all their lives. I promise you, if you reject Jesus Christ, son, God's only son, if you reject Jesus, God have no, you don't have a choice. His hands are tied. That is impossible for God to accept anybody who rejects his son. I promise you, with all the pain in my soul, even with a loving God who loves us so very much that he decided to come down and put on sinful flesh and be our perfect sacrifice. In the name of Jesus, he cannot. He just cannot do it.
Can't do it.
He just can't do it. My God.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, what a love. Praise your name, Lord.
Can't untie it. Can't untie it.
Thank you, God.
It's a done deal. Mm. Oh, Father. Mm.
What a love, though. What such a great love, and what such a way to just express the Father's love. Mm. I tell you, just listening makes you fall in love all over again.
Yeah.
What a hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
When you think you can't love anymore, this love grows deep.
Mm-hmm.
This love goes deep. This love runs deep.
Yes. And
I pray tonight to somebody who have not tapped into this love, that tonight they will say yes to Jesus.
Yes.
They will say yes to this type of love.
Yes.
This kind of love, oh, my God, you can't get it nowhere else.
No. You can search high.
You can look low. You can look the world over. But there is no greater love than the love that the Father has for us.
Yeah.
And I know that there's people out there saying, you don't know me. You don't know my story. I don't know what a father love is. But God is a father to the fatherless.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got to tap into the love, the sacrifice that he gave.
Yes.
You know, he was going to use Abraham with his own son, but that was not the sacrifice that he wanted to do. But Abraham proved to the Lord how much he loved him. He loved him so much because he recognized where his son came from.
Mm-hmm.
God gave him that son.
Mm-hmm.
And if God can give him that one, God can give him another one, and another one. And because of his faithfulness, God blessed him just like that. He said, you're going to be father
of many nations. And it's going to be so many that you can't even count the grains in the sand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tap into this righteousness.
My God, my God.
Tap into the righteousness of God. Tap into the faithfulness of God.
Yes.
Tap into it. Only, how do you tap into it? I hear you. All you got to do is say yes to Jesus.
Yes.
All you got to believe that. Yeah. All you got to do is believe that he is the Son of God and that he died for you and he rose again. That's all you got to do. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart. And you shall be saved.
Amen.
You shall be saved.
Shall be
Amen.
Saved.
Amen. And you know, the beauty of this, the beauty of you being saved is that Jesus
on the
paved
radio.
The way.
I'm on the radio.
Jesus, we can hear you. Jesus paved the way. He made a clear pathway for each and every one of us to follow.
Amen.
We don't have to worry about anything except to trust him. Be of good cheer. For these things I have already overcome for you.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta bless the Lord. Everything that has breath. Praise ye the Lord. Everything that has breath.
Praise the Lord.
Let it be a free will. Let it be a free choice.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put yourself, and some of y'all know what it is to be backed up in the closet, backed up to the wall, that you don't see no way out. Some of you already know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, it's going to come a time that you're going to be facing the same with our Lord and Savior. Do it now while you got a free chance to do it. Don't get yourself in a place that you're going to be backed up in a corner. What should I do? He's shown us the love that he has for us. And I hear you. Oh, I suffered this. I suffer great loss in this, and I suffer great loss in that.
Stay with us.
Those things you can't carry. You can't take them with you.
Uh-uh.
We came from the dust, and the dust we shall return. Even if they put that stuff in your hand, when you land there, it's still going to burn away.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, don't set your treasures of the things of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Set your treasures. Build your treasures
on
the things of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He promised you eternal life, an everlasting life.
Everlasting.
Where there's no more lack, there's no more weeping. Nothing but joy. Joy, 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 joy. Tap into that. Say yes. Say yes to Jesus. That was a love story. That was an invitation inviting you to come in, to join
Amen.
His family.
Amen.
Do it while you got a chance.
Amen. Amen. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus.
Do it while you got a chance. And even in the first message talked about God being a healer.
Mm-hmm.
I know some of y'all saying my body's been plagued with this and plagued with that. But there's a way out of that. It's a yes to Jesus. It's a yes to Jesus. He holds all cures. Any matter of sickness, any matter of disease, he holds it. He got the answer to everything. When you think you got a way around it, there's only one way, and that's through Jesus. The third chapter of John, John 3,
mm-hmm.
and verse 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that they may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Your soul cannot prosper without the Lord. The Word of God clearly states, be aware of those that can kill the soul. But be aware of those who can kill the flesh, kill your flesh and your soul. And that's only God. That's only God. The enemy can come and he can rob you of your soul. But the final destination, God has that answer. God has that answer. He makes that choice. Choose to live in Christ Jesus. Choose
Amen.
To live in the
Amen.
Lord. This is a plea. I don't know who this is for, but this is a plea on tonight. He said, forbid one soul be lost. And I pray tonight that you hear. You on the ready, you are the listening audience, you on the computer, however you're hearing this message tonight. I pray that you receive Christ in your heart. I pray that you receive Christ in your heart. That's where your hope is at. I hear you. You don't understand. I hear you. You don't understand. You don't know my situation. But God does. And that's why it's such a plea for your life tonight. If you just say yes to Jesus, he'll take the pain away. He'll dry those tears. And he'll make everything all right.
Praise
him. If you just believe.
Amen. Praise him.
If
praise
you
him.
Just believe.
Praise
Amen.
Him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, the one thing I'll give God the love for, the words I have heard tonight have been sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ, have been sanctified by the Word of God, has been sanctified by what the Holy Spirit has done, and by been sanctified what God has spoken into existence. And I want to say to us tonight, this night, my God, the love went out tonight. God extended his love. And I wanted to say this while we're on the radio. To the person behind the background, we love you, and we thank God for you. Mm-hmm. And we believe in God for you. To those who got your phone, you got it on mute, we love you. I love you.
Amen.
Because we know where we're going. We know when we leave this body. We know where we're going. But we want to get you to know, come see what we see. Come hear what we hear. Come hear what we hear. We hear voice like many waters. We hear roaring and a thundering, but our God is able. And so tonight, I just say this to us. Never before in my whole time on the radio station have I felt the love penetrating to those out there that are listening. God so loved the world. And you know what? As I said before, for as much as the children were the partakers of the flesh and blood, he also, Jesus Christ, took on the same, that through death he might destroy them that the power that is the devil. And the devil has nothing good for you. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a robber. He's a plotter. he's a this and a that. It ain't all good. He ain't nothing but a liar. And somebody asked me, why did God create the devil? Ask God. I ain't got an answer for that. Ask God. Ask God. Because he was already there. Hallelujah. Do you love him?
Yes.
I love him so much. And I want you to know that. I want you to know that. Let's see, I believe it's next week. Hallelujah. I got to make mention of this because I'm happy and I got to control myself. Today is what, the 15th?
Yes, 15th.
Okay, so next week, within a week from this week, on the 24th, 25th, and 26th, we'll believe in God for the Holy Ghost to invite those who are coming to this revival, revival, revival. Because we want God to have his wherewithal in the earth realm where we are today. We're not trying to fight with anybody. We're saying to everybody, we don't care what church you belong to. We're not trying to destroy anybody. But I'm telling you what God has told us. This is revival for the blind, those who don't see, those who don't hear, those who have been dismembered, those who got sickness in the body. I can't guarantee you, but I can tell you what the Bible said. If thou believest, all things are possible. Don't believe in the prophecy. Don't believe in the pastor. Believe in what Jesus said. Believe in Jesus. Now, we just a conduit. We just put the word out there. We want you to know. See, when I was out there, before I just shared it with you, maybe it'll help somebody. See, when I was out there, when I was 20 some odd years old, that about 40 years ago, when I was out there smoking that mess, thought I was number one. Found out the higher I get, the more I lose it. God kept calling me. I have called you to a purpose. Mm-hmm. And when God called you, you can run all you want to. He's going to find you. See, because God has a plan. Hallelujah, I love him. God has a plan. When I listen to you women tonight, and then tonight, for some reason, I put on the backlog, I put this about women. Women, the joy of this life. A woman was chosen to birth the first man into the earth realm. Trouble was stirred by the fallen one, the devil. And you know what? Every woman knows when the devil is attacking her child. Every woman knows.
Amen.
If you don't know it, you don't know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
See, because when we take a notice now, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, hallelujah. See, the first woman came in, she wasn't born. She was taken out. But the second woman was born of flesh and blood. But it was a plan that God had. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. So
thank
I tell
you,
somebody, I tell somebody, you don't understand a woman. Don't even try. Pray for them. Love them, be the shelf, and keep them, because God will drop a nugget on them and mess your mind up. Because if you're in the business getting nuggets dropped for you, and I'm not trying to put them up, I'm just trying to tell what God is doing. But I know where the power lies. It belies to those who believe.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
It lies to those who believe. And see, I know when we come to that 24th and 25th and 26th in this month, God has promised us if we are ready, he's ready. And I always like to look at it from this standpoint. I look at it from a baseball game. Everybody know anything about baseball?
Amen.
See, the devil, I love you, Lord. And see, the devil said, well, The devil got somebody on first base, second base, third base, the kitchen. He got somebody in first field, second field, and third, the left and right and center. And he says, okay, I got a catcher. And so the devil's up there throwing everything he got at the Christian. Strike one. Ka-toom. All of a sudden, we in the last inning, and here it is, in 19, with the ninth inning, and all of a sudden, the score is 1-1. But we got three guys on the base. And somebody, when the devil said, we can stack this one out, they weakened. But all of a sudden, they said, wait a minute, time out. We got a replacement. We got one for the coming of the game. Hallelujah. And yep, stepped the man named Jesus. Hallelujah. When he stepped up,
hallelujah.
He took one swing. The devil said, I got him, no problem. I got him. He made a swing. He threw the ball. And all Jesus did was blunt it. The devil thought he was going to knock on and just blunted it. Kept the ball in front of him till he got to his destination. He said, Father, it's over. It's finished. Woo! Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Amen. Jehovah Yaha.
Thank you.
And I'm just telling you because I know that night it's going to be some night. I can feel the anointing of God flowing. And I just know what God is doing for us and through us. God is waking us up to a greater moving God. A greater moving God. A greater moving God. It's not how much we're going to have. We got what we want. We're already rich. We're healthy. We're just doing what God calls to do. And I want to say this to you tonight. With the love of God, God gave the power to Jesus Christ. And the Bible says he gave them power to cast out the devil. He gave, hallelujah. Now that's power.
That's what it says. Amen.
Amen. If I sound like I'm a crazy man, say crazy man, I'm going to tell you, it's about Jesus Christ.
It's about Jesus.
And I want to say tonight, amen. Anybody else got something the Lord has said to them? Because I don't want to take over. I just love the Lord. I love the Lord.
Amen. I don't know. I'm picking up pain in the risk area. And I don't know if anybody is on this line or who's listening. They're having pain in their risk area, I guess, tendonitis. We just want to come against that right now. In the name of
Jesus.
And Father, we just thank you for your divine healing powers. Father, you gave us the power to loosen and to bind. So we bind all matters of sickness and disease right now in the name of Jesus. And we release your healing virtue powers now. We thank you for doing it. It's in Jesus' name. Pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 I know God is speaking. I know he's speaking. He's speaking. I know he's speaking. Amen.
Well, we want to pray for all those that are expecting the storms tonight, too. And we thank God for passing over and not causing much, allowing much damage to be done tonight. We're thanking God for the victory over the storms that's coming tonight here in the city. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Yes, Lord.
May I just ride into what you're saying, my beloved sister?
Amen.
Can I ride in what you just said? Tonight,
yes.
Father, we take authority and we declare and decree that the storm will not rise up. Let it stay out there and vacillate in the water. Let it come down to at least 4 miles an hour. And let the water not come up on. Because that's not your way of watering the earth. You have a way to let it come out of the clouds. It's your way. The devil is trying to attack us. And we just come against it in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that the anointing will turn that around right now. We're headed back into the water. And if this, it was workshop, did he heal for time? Because that's not your way. That's not your way. That's not your way. That's not your way. If you reign from the children of heaven, if for Israel, you reign from heaven bread, angel bread. I know you can do it tonight. Many have told me by staying home, you're going, you're just a fool riding in the storm. No, I'm a son of God believing to speak the word. For Jesus stood there, he said, storm, be calm. Yes. Hallelujah. And he give us that same right, that same authority. We're going to speak to that tongue. Whatever it is trying to come on and say, we just send it back in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Father.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Father. And none of that about
nothing. Thank you.
Let the water, let it stir, let it get it. Oh, I see your hand moving in it, Lord. I see your hand moving in it, Lord. I see your hand moving in it. We want to get it stirring it back. And want it to go, well, I want it to go back into the water. Just let it stir there. Let it go down to 4 miles. Let it go down to 2 miles. Let it decease, Father. And they're going to wonder what happened. Because of those who believe behind the line, in the line, by the line. Because the time has come for us to come together and take the word of God and pray and speak it into existence. Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. And we're asking you tonight.
Father.
We're believing you tonight.
Father.
Thank you, Father.
Yes,
Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The grace of God, the peace of God. We're called by you. God, you're holy.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my sister just getting into it and stirring it up. She stirred it up, Father. And we just stand with and believe what she said. The storm shall not come to her. It shall pass over. Ooh.
Yes, hallelujah.
Pass over.
Yes.
Don't pass over. We're going to believe it.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. No, devil, no, we're not receiving it. We're just not receiving it. It's going to pass over. You take it to hell with you because we don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Father, we pray for America. We pray for the confusion that's coming in the Supreme Court. I pray the Supreme Court will take your word and take a look in the book and see what God says. It was a covenant, hallelujah, that God made that a man should be married unto, that a woman should be married unto a man, and the two shall be one. Not a man be man, a woman be man. Let the Supreme Court, and Father, I'm asking you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let the Supreme Court know that they're not God.
Amen.
Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Let them know. Let them know. They can't set the standard. Say it again. Let them do what they want to do, but don't go and try to defile the word of God. You're calling fire upon America. And we don't want to see the fire because God is looking. He's leaning. When God kind of lean over his throne, he's ready to send fire. We don't want this kind of fire. We want the holy fire. When he sent his angels down, it's going to be a rubber there, but here we go, Lord have mercy. And let both houses of Congress get it together, Father. And let the president that you call to be the president for the future and not who everybody think it ought to be. Hallelujah. I love you, Father.
I love you. Thank you, God.
I love you, Father.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Woo.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I done got happy. I done got full of joy.
Amen.
And I'm going to be like the little boy saying, nothing you can do about it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
One thing I've always come to understand, the more you take a childlike attitude, the more you take it, God's going to, because it says, if you become like a little child,
mm-hmm.
See, in the kingdom, we never grew up. We're like little children. We never grew up. because God has a place for us. And can you imagine, beloved, for the sister said eternity? Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Eternity?
Yeah.
God Almighty. Can you imagine eternity?
Mm-hmm.
There is no end.
No.
My God, my God. And the Bible says, why God has sent his constant speaking into the earth realm. He's constantly speaking, creation, creation. There is no end. What a God we serve. What a God we serve.
Yes, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I thank you, my sister. One of y'all has the authority by the name of Jesus to take us out in prayer. And I love y'all, and I thank God for y'all. And I'll see y'all on the other side. Whoever will, do it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Almighty Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this wonderful fellowship all over the world. For those who could speak, those who didn't speak, those who heard, and those who didn't. We thank you, Father, for your anointed spirit, because we know you sent your word and you heal them. We know you can send your word and deliver. We know you are a deliverer. So we thank you, Father, for letting the storm pass over us. We thank you, Lord, for you in joining us three that's on the line with the mighty Holy Ghost in the love of God. May we go rest, rule, and abide in you, walking in the steps of Jesus with the mind of Christ. And may the peace of God go with each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Remember, I love you.
Y'all.
I love you.
Love
you. It ain't nothing
love
you can
y'all.
Do about it.
Amen.
So, amen. So the next time, we want to love you, and God bless you.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.